You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Friday, July 5th. I'm Nick Jasinski, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 2%. That's how much capacity the U.S. airline industry lost from the forced grounding of Boeing 737 MAX jet. It has caused many airlines a headache, but some, like Delta Airlines, are actually benefiting from it. That's because the trimmed capacity has led to higher airfares. Delta's sales grew faster than 8% last quarter, which exceeded analyst estimates and the company's own guidance. And with the 737 MAX unlikely to fly until the fourth quarter at the earliest, pricing should remain strong. The next number up is 14%. That's how much Symantec's stock rose on Wednesday, after reports emerged that Broadcom is looking to acquire the cybersecurity company. After Wednesday's gain, Symantec has a market value of nearly $16 billion. If the deal happens, it would be Broadcom's second big move into software. The semiconductor giant acquired mainframe software company CA Technologies for nearly $18 billion last year. It's a new look for Broadcom, which has historically acquired chip companies. Our last number is 164,000. That's how many jobs the U.S. economy added on average in the first 5 months of the year. It's certainly a healthy pace of job growth, but slower than 2018's hiring spree. Later this morning, the Bureau of Labor Statistics will publish employment data for June. Economists' forecast is that 2019's average rate of hiring continued. The unemployment rate is also expected to hold steady at 3.6%, while average hourly earnings are seen rising 3.2% from a year ago. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Friday, July 5th. I'm Nick Jasinski, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know next week. Have a lovely weekend.